The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 16 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Mackenzie Sanche. Here are today's headlines. Ottawa introduces strict new vaccination rules. Could squatters have caused a downtown fire? A renewed call for funding in schools. The Government of Canada is making COVID-19 vaccination mandatory for all federal workers and for interprovincial travel. The announcement came this morning. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is speaking right now on the matter. Nadia Trudell has the story for us.
If you're a federal worker, you'd better get vaccinated ASAP if you're not already. The new mandatory vaccination policy is effective as of today. By November 15th, unvaccinated federal employees will be put on unpaid leave indefinitely. Employees will need to provide information about their vaccination status by October 29th. Those who don't want to share that information or be vaccinated will have to follow a training on COVID-19 vaccination 2 weeks before they will be getting an announcement from their employer about administrative measures. There will be another communication, and then finally administrative action will be taken. In order to board a domestic flight, interprovincial train, or a cruise ship, you will also need to be vaccinated. Political analyst Ethan Cox talks about what this new policy will mean for Prime Minister Trudeau.
The place where, you know, opposition to this is highest is like Alberta and Saskatchewan, places where the Liberals don't have many seats. So there's not too big of a political price to be paid there. And as with everything, it depends on whether it's still something people care about by the time there's a next election. We've just had one, so probably won't have another election for a couple of years. And yeah, it depends on whether people are still thinking about that then.
Nadia Trudell, Concordia News.
COVID-19 has ravaged healthcare systems all around the world, and Canada is no different. The Canadian Medical Association revealed this morning that our hospitals and healthcare system are crumbling. Cedric Gallant is live with us to talk about it. Cedric, what state is the Canadian healthcare system in right now?
I mean, it's pretty bad. Doctors and nurses are exhausted across the board, and surgeries are backed up to sometimes years until people can ever get a meeting with their surgeon. So all in all, the situation is dire, and the Canadian Medical Association is actually holding a conference right now describing this situation and how bad it is. The speaker, Annick Lozier, the media relations for CMA, actually said that it doesn't happen often that they do a press conference.
As you know, our organizations don't host many news conferences, but we felt that the urgency of the situation warranted it. So thank you for being here. Last night, the Canadian Medical Association with the Canadian Nurses Association hosted an emergency summit to discuss the urgent need facing our healthcare system as we continue to grapple with the largest health crisis of our lifetime.
And how does Quebec compare to other provinces?
Now, in terms of COVID, Quebec is in a better situation than, let's say, Saskatchewan or Alberta in terms of cases and deaths. But the nurses and the doctors are still overworked and exhausted. That doesn't simply disappear. This morning, the Quebec Liberal Party put the health minister on blast for that. And he was suggesting that the health minister should implement a ratio that is lower. I mean, a ratio of patients per nurse that is lower, and lower overtimes, and incite old nurses to come back to work. It's just more than throwing money at the nurse and expect the problem to be solved. André Fortin, the speaker for the opposition, said this.
We could have increased the working conditions for nurses a long time ago so that we are not in the situation we're in. The minister says, I don't want to close any more services. He said that 2 weeks ago, and then he never dared repeat it. The premier didn't dare repeat it.
What solutions are healthcare workers looking for?
I mean, it's simple, really. They are the frontline workers behind this COVID thing. And they just ask for security and decency. less overtime, better working conditions, and better support from governments. In the case of Quebec, boosting their pay won't help. The emotional and physical exhaustions from these hours remains in their system, and they are tired, so they need help.
Thank you, Cedric. The environment surpassed COVID-19 as a national priority, according to a poll by Nanos Research. The pandemic has been the main concern of Canadians since March 2020, but just over 17% of respondents now consider the environment to be the main national preoccupation. COVID-19 was bumped to second most important, with nearly 15%, followed closely by healthcare and the economy. A fire broke out this morning in a triplex at the corner of Panay and St. Catherine East. Maggie McDonald is live on the scene. Maggie, how's it looking over there?
So the firefighters just left the scene since the building has a low risk of collapsing, but the police is still here. The building is pretty damaged. Panay Street is closed from St. Catherine East to René Lévesque Boulevard. They are letting people through, but a policeman just told me that the street will be closed for cars today.
Do we know what happened?
The fire department and the police arrived a little before 5:30 this morning. No one was injured, but 6 persons had to be evacuated. It took many hours to put out the fire. It seems like it has started on the second floor or in the roof.
And what could we do to help squatters?
Okay, so I spoke with a neighbor who told me that the building has been abandoned for about 2 years. He says that there's a lot of squatters going there, and he believes that one of them could have started the fire. The SPVM has been given the investigation, but cannot confirm this information at this time. Just last week, a coalition of organizations that help the homeless was asking for more money from the government to shelter homeless people permanently. They say that emergency measures during the winter is not enough to really help them out.
Thank you for your report, Maggie. The City of Montreal's architects have given a strike mandate. It's been nearly 4 years since they've received new work contracts. 2 weeks ago, the Architects Union of Montreal took a vote. A prominent 88% of the union's members were in favor of using pressure tactics, possibly leading to a strike. The lack of contracts is expected to slow down permit issuance and delay construction projects. Québec solidaire is furious regarding public education. The Minister of Education wants to increase funding in private education in the province to counter staff shortages. Here's Anthony Issa with the story.
I'm writing that. Québec education critic Minister Christine Labrie was upset with the government's lack of response to help public schools and staff shortages. While pledging over $10 million in the past years in aid to the private sector, she claims that the response is a catastrophe in the public sector, noting stories by workers fed up with the system.
Qui m'écrit pour me raconter comment ça se passe réellement dans son école. Elle me dit, nous n'avons plus de psychologue depuis 2 ans. Je réfère fréquemment des élèves et environ 20% de mes références sont prises en compte. Certaines références traînent sur des tablettes depuis plus de 4 ans. En bonus, elle me dit aussi que ça fait plus de 3 ans qu'ils ont des sources d'eau non potable dans leur école.
Laura Newton, president of the Montreal Teacher Association, believes that the biggest issue right now is the lack of qualified personnel. Even with money in the public school board, there are not enough workers in the schools to make use of it. Infrastructure is also another big worry she has. Because of the high cost of maintenance of old buildings, infrastructure has been neglected for years.
Their construction projects to get them back up to the standards of what we would expect in 2021 are millions and millions and millions of dollars, to the point of sometimes it's questionable about it, whether it'd be cheaper to demolish it and build a new school almost rather than.
If nothing is addressed in the years to come, the shortages may lead to a bigger, a serious issue such as seen in the healthcare system. For Concordia News, I'm Anthony Issa.
seems like Quebec is unprepared to deal with the worker shortage linked to our aging population. A study by the Centre for Productivity and Prosperity of the HSC Montréal shows that just over 13% of clauses in collective conventions contribute to maintaining older workers. Since 44% of workers are covered by collective conventions adding vacation time, splitting weeks between workers, and extending social advantages to part-time workers could help encourage Quebecers to work longer. Let's take a look into today's sports. Canadian hopes for the Indian Wells tennis tournament, the Red Sox beat the Yankees to move on to the division series, and Canadians fall short against the Maple Leafs. Talia Cliott has your sports stories.
Caprodio is shot, Romanov knocked that down. Marner, a centering pass, Richie scores!
The Montreal Canadiens just couldn't stop the Toronto Maple Leafs in last night's preseason game. The score was 2-6 with new Maple Leafs recruit Nick Ritchie scoring two of Toronto's goals. This was their fourth preseason win. Since Canadiens goalie Price is still recovering from the surgery, Sam Montembeau made his Canadiens debut with 38 stops. The Canadiens play their final game of the preseason tonight, while the Maple Leafs play theirs Saturday. Former Montreal Canadian Alex Galchenyuk just signed a one-year, $750,000 deal with the Arizona Coyotes. He had 5 goals and 13 points last season.
2-1 pitch. Bogart sends a drive to center field and deep. Gardner turns around and watches it fly!
That was Xander Bogart's first inning home run for the Red Sox in a wild card game against the Yankees. The Red Sox defeated the Yankees 6-2 and will advance to the division series, where they'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays starting Thursday. The Rays were the best team in the American League, having won 100 games, the only team to do so this season. Evander Kane of the San Jose Sharks is under investigation for using a fake vaccination card. Seems like he missed his shot and is not participating in Sharks training. The Indian Wells tennis tournament starts today, and Canadian players have high hopes for victory. 19-year-old Leila Fernandez is seeded at the tournament after just falling short to Emma Raducanu at the 2021 U.S. Open.
I'm just hungry. Like, this is another tournament, another opportunity, and I just cannot wait to be back on court competing and playing in front of the fans.
Another Canadian, Bianca Andreescu, is defending her 2019 Indian Wells title.
Thank you, Talia. Today is National Beer Day. The celebration is organized by Beer Canada to recognize the great impact of the brewing industry on our culture and economy. Did you know that the production and sale of beer accounts for nearly 150,000 Canadian jobs? To highlight the day, Beer Canada will donate all profits from clothing sold online to families affected by food insecurity. Help celebrate by encouraging your local brewers. And now for the weather. It may have been gloomy this morning with all that fog, but the day will be clearing up shortly. The rest of the week promises a bit more sunshine with a high of 21 degrees on Friday. Unfortunately, the sun may be sparse during the weekend, with some rain coming up on Sunday. And that's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Mackenzie Sanche.